augmented reality and virtual reality, so if you come to AR and VR, are immensely immersive technologies that are transforming retail industry. AR overlays digital content into real world, while VR creates a simulated environment. It gives a real-time picture or real-time image, how it is going to that. That's the future of the retail. So what is augmented reality and virtual reality in retail? AR and VR being used to enhance consumer experiences, allowing them to virtually try on products, visualize how furniture or home decor would look in that space, or explore virtual stores. I've already shared example of Lenskart. So moving ahead, this technology has enabled retailers to bridge the gap between physical and digital realms, providing consumer or customers with interactive personal experience, increasing engagement and sales. So as I said, there is a retailer which has kept a mirror over there, and when you try a particular shirt, how it looks, that can be that instead of going into trial room and investing time, it shows them there itself. And I have already shared example of online platform Lenskart, where you don't have to go to a physical store and check spectacles, the frames. You can sit at home, upload your photograph and see how it looks on your face. So that has removed the there's no need of visiting physical stores. So Lenskart is online retailer, has introduced virtual on try on its website, mobile app. Consumers can use smartphone cameras, try the frames, the spectacles, make a decision, buy, and it provides convenience to them. Myntra is one of the India's leading fashion e-commerce platform, has incorporated AR technology in its app to offer a 3D virtual try-on experience. Selected footwear products, customer can see a 360 degree views of the shoes and virtually try them on and on the gauge of fit and style before making a purchase decision. Tata Motors, the best example, the next example is with Tata Motors. The automotive giant has implemented VR showrooms to enhance the car buying experiences. Customers can put onto VR headsets and virtually explore different car models, customize color and features, even take virtual test drives. Pepperfry. Pepperfry is online furniture and home decor retailer, offers an AR-based feature called Pepperfry 3D Room Planner. Customers can use their smartphones to visualize how furniture pieces would look, fit in their homes. They can place a virtual furniture in their rooms, experiment with different layouts and styles, get a sense of how the items would complement their existing decor. These are the examples of AR and VR. Moving ahead to Internet of Things in retail, that's again an emerging technology, emerging trend. IoT or Internet of Things technology is transforming retail industry by creating a network of interconnected devices that can collect and exchange data. One prominent application of IoT in retail is connected inventory management. Retailers can use sensors and RFID tags to track inventory in real time, monitor stock levels, and automate the replenishment process. So what happens is, with advent of technology, there is a data available. Whenever a particular product is sold off, that there is a data which ticks the, it keeps an eye on the inventory management. So if it's a fast moving product, it gives a trigger that, okay, this is fast moving, and it gives a trigger to the warehouse management that yes, replenishment needs to be done. So these are the things which technology has helped the business. There is a connection between front end and back end. The gap is bridged using technology, and it gives a real insights about how products are moving. Internet of Things in retail, having accurate and up-to-date inventory ensures that the products are fast moving. It helps to gain market share, increase in sales, and it reduces stock out situation. So in case a customer comes and if there is no product, it leaves a bad taste. So it has reduced stock out situations. IoT powered inventory management system also provide valuable insights, preferences, and their buying patterns, demand patterns. So this AI has helped them into making business related decisions. Now, if you see, IoT is revolutionizing the retail industry by enabling connected inventory management, smart store monitoring, and seamless omnichannel experiences. So if you see, there are robots, then there are smart shelves, there are smart layout optimization, which gives the data to the backend team, and they can do a corrective measure, ensuring that the strategies what they have devised is ensuring them a good sales. retailtainment and experiential retail. So retailtainment combines retail and entertainment elements to create an environment where customer can enjoy entertainment, leisure activities and interactive experiences while shopping. For example, Lego stores are known for their immersive retailtainment experiences. They feature play zones where customers can engage in building activities, interactive displays, showcasing intricate Lego creations and even large size Lego models. So what happens in a Lego, there are consumers, their children and the adults, they are allowed, they can come, they can create. There are specific play zones available, which helps them to get entertained as well as later on do a buying decision. So that's the reason there is retail plus entertainment is called retailtainment. And the best example is Lego. This is how they are engaging their customers. Experiential retail, on the other hand, focuses on creating meaningful and immersive experiences that go beyond traditional shopping transaction. It aims to engage customers emotionally, intellectually, and sensorially. Experiential learning involves creating interactive and multi-sensory environments where customers can touch, try, and experience product its firsthand. It can include features like product demonstration, workshop, personalized consultation, and interactive displays. Normally, what happens, the retailers, when the consumer buying pattern is when they touch and feel the product. So a lot of brands, they have started giving samples, they have started giving free samples. There's a testing which happens with related to food products. So there are demonstrations, there are workshops, then there are personalized consultation which also happens. So when a product is launched, when a customer touch or feels, or if there's a coffee brand which is launched, then there is testing which happens, and then there are champions, or there are consultants, or there are people who are very professional, who knows this product very well in and out. They give this demonstration which helps customer into buying that specific product. For example, Apple stores are re-owned for the inspection. Retail customers can interact with latest products, try out various devices and receive personalized advice. So best example is Apple stores. Anyone who wish to get this experience needs to visit their store and learn how they are helping customers to buy, how they are educating the customers, what is the experience they have, and how it helps consumer to buy, decide and buy their product, specific products. Social commerce and influencer marketing. Social commerce is revolutionary retail industry by integrating e-commerce functionality with social media platform. It has significant impact of future retail in several ways. Firstly, social commerce enhances convenience and accessibility of consumers. So most of the consumers now have a Facebook page, they have an Instagram page. There are a lot of other social marketing platforms available. There are different platforms available where the ads are there. Now there are social media influencers who also play a major part. So whatever is the trend, there is a new product available and there is an influencer available. So once they start using that product, or they make a recommendation that yes, they have used that product which has satisfied their needs and they have enjoyed using that product, the influencer also helps into buying decision of different consumers. So when an influencer makes a statement, yes, definitely it's into trend and it starts pushing sale. So from the ATL, BTL, from the traditional newspaper marketing, whether it's a billboard, whether it is newspapers, there are, or whether it's a leaflet. Now there's one more trend that a lot of business needs to be on social platform as well. So it could be social media platform, which can be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it could be X, it could be LinkedIn. There are a lot of platform available and there are influencers available. So the marketing manager, the marketing department needs to ensure that all the platforms are used effectively, ensuring that the product, the brand strategy which is devised, it's giving them the results which has been planned during the feasibility report. So with ability to browse and shop and make purchases online, definitely it has to be a seamless experience. Products needs to be available. Checkout has to be good. The influencer needs to ensure that whatever is being said, all the benefits are available. The transaction, payout, check it, payout product, the payout of cash using the transaction is also available. The pay system is available and it gives a clear cut, smooth, seamless experience to the buyer. The five C's of social commerce. If you see, there are five C's over there. There is commerce, there is conversation. The first one is the content, second one is customer voice, third is convenience, fourth is conversation, fifth is commerce. Now, you would have heard four P's of marketing. Similarly, there are five C's of social commerce. First is content. Yes, definitely what you're offering, that comes into the content part. Second is the customer voice. Is there customer service available? What the consumer wants to say? What are the reviews? What they feel about the product? That is definitely coming into the customer voice. Convenience. Yes, definitely there's a convenience that if they don't want to visit physical store, they can try. There is AR, VR being used. There is online payment option available, cash on delivery is available. They don't have to physically visit the store. So it's a convenience come. Conversations, there is a support available. There is a chat app, chat bots. There are people available 24/7. They can always talk to the customer care. That is the conversation part. And commerce, yes, definitely a consumer buys a product online or use an e-commerce platform to ensure that whatever the needs are, whether it's offline or online, that helps him to take a buying decision. Influencer marketing, on the other hand, complements social commerce by leveraging the influence and reach of social media influencers to promote products and brands. So a lot of role models, it could be sports stars, it could be movie actors, superstars, there could be social marketing influencers, role models as well. So when they use this product or when they promote this product, it definitely helps in creating a demand and ensuring that the sales have picked up. So the marketing person or the marketing strategies need to ensure that the influencer are being used, and that helps into when a brand is created, it helps that the product starts selling. Influencers with their large and engaged followings have power to sway consumer opinions and drive purchasing decisions. So in case if there's a negative product or there's a negative review about a product, the influencers help creating a brand awareness, creating that what is wrong or communicating that what was wrong has been corrected, or there has been a misconception or there's a miscommunication which was happening and now the influencer can correct it. So that is how when the influencer has huge followers, they can sway consumers and help them into taking a buying decision, making a perfect buying decision. Retailers collaborate with influencers to showcase the products in an authentic and retail relatable manner, leveraging the influencer's credibility and trust with audience. So when a new product is launched, the influencer says, yes, I have used this product. I'm very satisfied. The feature advantages and benefits are definitely there. And it has helped them to, you know, if it's a luxury product, it has helped him or her to satisfy his needs or her, satisfy the needs or what was the requirement was. And definitely it's the product they need to use. So this helps into buying decision of the potential or new customers. Sustainable and ethical retail. So as I have covered earlier, there's a demand of lot of products which are which are environment friendly. So the consumers have started being demanding. They also want products like a cosmetic product which are not being used on any animals. A lot of vegan products are available. So they want ethical retail. They don't want corrupt practices or wrong practices. So the consumer has started being more, they want sustainable products and they want products which are not being used on any particular animal. So this is the demands of the latest customers. Secondly, sustainable and ethical products contribute to long-term business viability. So a lot of shopping bags have been curbed, plastic is banned. So now there's an option available if they don't want a shopping bag or more, they're using a paper bag which is being used by a recycled paper. So that also helps into a long-term business visibility as well. Recycle plastic bags is bad for environment. Again, there is a cost involved, but sometimes there's an option available if you don't want a shopping bag. So this is specifically in case of retail stores, in offline stores. So if you don't want to buy a bag or you don't want to pay for a paper bag, you have an option of available of opting it out. So that is definitely growing recognition that sustainable and ethical practices are essential for preserving planet and addressing social inequalities. Here are a few additional examples, latest ethical practice in retail. Fair trade partnership, companies can form fair trade partnership with suppliers, ensuring producers receive fair compensation for the products and promoting equitable trade practices. This helps uplift communities and improve livelihoods, particularly in developing countries. Sustainable packaging, retailers can prioritize eco-friendly packaging materials such as biodegradable or recyclable packaging to minimize waste and reduce environmental impact. As I said, as I have covered, sustainable packaging would be less usage of plastics, usage of more eco-friendly products, maybe a paper bag or a cloth bag. That's the best example of sustainable packaging. Responsible sourcing. Companies establish that strict sourcing policies that prioritize responsible, sustainable sourcing for materials and ingredients. Animal welfare, already covered that if it's a cosmetic product, then it is not tested on any animals. Transparency and supply chain traceability, already covered that there is a last mile supply chain available. Right information is available. Tracking devices are in place, which gives clear cut indication where the product is launched, already covered. Employee welfare, companies should prioritize well-being of employees. So good working conditions, they are not being stressed, they are not working for more than or inhuman conditions. There are proper food, hygienic, sanitized environment available. So employee welfare is very important. They are not being misused. So fair practices, minimum wages are being paid, safe working conditions. So if they're working in a warehouse, then it's safe over there. The ventilation is good. There's a proper food canteen system available. So basically, in short, there's an employee welfare is taken care of. Community engagement, retailers can actively engage with local communities through initiatives such as supporting local charities, organizing voluntary program. So basically taking care of localization and ensuring that the community is involved into developing these products. Case study on Fab India, Fab India's commitment to sustainability. Now Fab India is renowned for its focus on traditional Indian craftsmanship. So they keep promoting ethical sources. They ensure that whatever products they are sourcing are produced through ethical manner, or this the sourcing is very ethical, it's transparent. They ensure that the local artisans are paid properly, the weavers are paid appropriate wages and the amount which they recover, which they deserve, and they support local livelihood and rural livelihood. So when these weavers who come from a poor or traditional, who come from the traditional background and they have art over there, they have ensured that they get proper wages, the sourcing is in proper manner, and they are preserving traditional techniques, whatever is being there, they are preserving it. So that's a very nice case study available on Fab India with regards to the sustainability. So they are committed toward it and they are following it and they are ensuring it. Moving ahead, they use organic materials, natural dyes and sustainable production processes. So they don't use harmful chemicals. The dyes are naturally procured. The dyes are used using natural products, ensuring the products, ensuring the environment is not damaged. Additionally, they emphasize transparency in their supply chain and actively engage in community development initiatives. So what they do is they have taken one step where they ensure that there isn't transparency. Plus, they have engaged a lot of consumers into community development. It also happens that when you buy a product which is helping livelihood from a rural area, that also helps into developing a community and ensuring that the country also grows and the culture also grows. Patagonia's sustainable ethical processes. Patagonia sustainable and ethical processes. Patagonia is an outdoor apparel and unique apparel and equipment base in United States. The company has been pioneering promoting sustainable and ethical practices throughout its supply chain and operations. So best example is Patagonia about it's an apparel brand in US and they definitely follow sustainable and ethical processes. You can check the website and you can check, go and check what they are doing with regards to the supply chain and operations. Very self-explanatory, you will come to know how they are ensuring that the environment is not damaged. So Patagonia has implemented various initiatives to minimize environment impact. So they have a robust supply chain transparency, materials are, and there's a fair treatment of workers, so they are not misused, the salaries are paid on time, they have a good working conditions. The company has a strong commitment with regards to the recycled materials, reducing wastages, they are promoting repair and use of products, reuse of products, so the damage or the defects are very less. They've ensured that the defect are minimum and then is less of wastage of resources. So wherever the garments need recycling or repair, they do it instead of disposing them off. That is with regards to Patagonia. So coming to this, we'll come to an end of this today's session. this is how you, when a business is started, whether it's on online or offline, you need to ensure that there is a report which is made, there is a feasibility report, or there is a catchment area analysis we need to do. A lot of analysis is done. There's cost benefit needs to be done. Brand strategy comes into picture. How you are going to market it, whether online, offline, combination of both. When you launch a product, what would be the strategies with regards to the online, offline? What are the plans? How to ensure the, how you capture the market and become sustainable? How you offer a sustainable product, which is ensuring a growth with regards to the organization. Ensuring that the customer gets the product at the right place, at the right time, at the right price. So thank you.